A shy girl.
Mrs. Jervis and I are just in bed, and the door unlocked. If my master should come... Odds, Bobs, I hear him just coming in at the door. You see, I write in the present tense, as Parson William says. Well, he is in bed between us, we both shamming asleep. He steals his hand into my bosom, which I, as if in my sleep, press close to me with mine, and then pretend to awake. I no sooner see him, but I scream out to Mrs. Jervis. She feigns likewise, but just to come to herself. We both begin, she to becall, and I to bescratch very liberally. After having made a pretty free use of my fingers, without any great regard to the parts I attacked, I counterfeit a swoon. Mrs. Jervis then cries out, "Oh, sir, what have you done? You have murdered. Poor Pamela, she is gone, she is gone." Oh, what a difficulty it is to keep one's countenance when a violent laugh desires to burst forth. The poor booby, frightened out of his wits, jumped out of bed, and in his shirt sat down by my bedside, pale and trembling, for the moon shone, and I kept my eyes wide open, and pretended to fix them in my head. Mrs. Jervis applied lavender water and hartshorn, and this for a full half hour, when thinking I had carried it on long enough, and being likewise unable to continue the sport any longer, I began by degrees to come to myself. The squire, who had sat all this while speechless, and was almost really in that condition which I feigned, the moment he saw me give symptoms of recovering my senses, fell down on his knees, and, "Oh, Pamela," cried he, "can you forgive me, my injured maid? By heaven, I know not whether you are a man or a woman, unless by your swelling breasts. Will you promise to forgive me? I forgive you." "Darn you," says I, "and darn you," says he, "if you come to that. I wish I had never seen your bold face, saucy sow," and so went out of the room. Oh, what a silly fellow is a bashful young lover!